This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Dear listener, our devotional message for today has the title, Bitterness Leads to Disloyalty. Bitterness leads to disloyalty. Our key text is taken from Genesis chapter 4 verse 5. Genesis chapter 4 verse 5. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. Amen. I beseech of all who engage in the work of murmuring and pitying themselves, because something has been said or done that has not suited them, and that does not, as they think, give them due consideration, to remember that they are carrying on the very work Satan began in heaven. They are following in his track, sowing unbelief, discord, and disloyalty. For no one can entertain feelings of disaffection and keep it secret. They must tell others that they are not treated as they should be. Thus, others are led to murmur and complain. This is the root of bitterness springing up, whereby many are defiled. Thus, Satan works today through his evil angels. He confederates with people who claim to be in the faith, and those who are trying to carry forward the work of God with fidelity, will have just as severe trials brought against them as Satan can bring through those who claim to know the truth. Satan's success is proportionate to the light and knowledge these opposers have. The root of bitterness strikes deep down and is communicated to others. Thus many are defiled. Satan must deceive in order to lead away. Underhand work must be done. A deceiving influence must be exerted. False pretenses must be set forth as truth. Suspicion must be lulled to sleep. Satan will clothe temptation and sin with the garments of righteousness, and by this deception he will win many to his side. Christ pronounced Satan a liar and a murderer, that unwary souls would learn wisdom from God. Test and trial will come to every soul that loves God. The Lord does not work a miracle to prevent this ordeal of trial, to shield his people from the temptations of sin. If they are tempted severely, it is because circumstances have been so shaped by the apostasy of Satan that temptations are permitted in order that characters may be developed that will decide the fitness of the human family for the home in heaven. Characters that will stand through all the pressure of unfavorable circumstances in private and public life. Amen. This message was written by Ellen G. White and was presented to you by Emanuela Brifumenza.
You are about to listen to a discussion on the topic Fats and Oils. This is the fifth part.
Hello dear friend, welcome back to A Healthy You. Today we are looking at fats and oils. It's been very interesting. Jonathan was talking about what the good oils do to the bad oils. Now I want you, Sylvester, to tell us the diseases that we get from having bad oils in our body, for bad fats and oils.
Okay, so I think from what Jonathan said, it's the bad fats that result in these health conditions. When we take in the good fats, they lower our chances of getting this health, or they lower our chances of getting these diseases. Mostly, the bad fats are related to heart disease conditions. Mostly they are related to heart disease conditions, because when you look at the bad fats, once you take in a lot of bad fats and you don't have a lot of good fats in your system, what happens is that, as Jonathan explained, the good fats are supposed to move the bad fats from the blood. Once you end up taking a lot of bad fats, they build up in your blood. Mm-hmm. And once they build up in your blood vessels, they block the vessels. Mm-hmm. And when they block the vessels, the blood contains oxygen and other nutrients. Once there is blockage, it means blood supply to a part of the body will be reduced or will be decreased. When you have blood supply to the heart being reduced, then normally it can lead to hypertension, it can lead to heart failure, it can lead to disease we call myocardial infarction, it can lead to all the heart diseases.
Okay. Rosemont.
Yes.
In fact, I was struggling to breathe when he was giving all those explanations.
Well, what he said, they are very true, because the bad fats, they keep moving in our system, and the only channel they'll pass through is our blood vessels. Mm. And so they block certain
the pathway.
Things. Yes, the pathway. Mm. Another thing they can cause also is stroke, mm-hmm. or brain, or damage to a part of the brain. This is because, as usual, they are moving through the blood vessels. And then, you see, the blood vessels that carry blood to the vein are very tiny and small. So if fats accumulate there, it is very easy for them to be blocked. And once they are blocked, blood cannot get access to the brain. And the main source of nutrients for the brain is our blood. It carries food, it carries water, everything the brain needs is from the blood. So when it is blocked and there is no blood supply to the brain, for a while the brain tissues and the brain cells over there begin to die. And that is where we see that the person has a stroke. Yes, that's one of the causes of having high blood pressure. High low density lipoproteins in our system.
Mm-hmm.
And another common disease associated with having a lot of fat in your system is obesity.
Okay.
Obesity is a very broad umbrella under which almost all of these diseases come. The reason why we didn't say it first is that people take it for granted that it's obese people who get all these illnesses. Mm-hmm. But then that is not the case. Someone can be as slim as however and still have all these complications as a result of their fat accumulation. Okay, so back to obesity. The body stores excess energy we have and it stores it under our skin. So when we keep eating these food substances with the bad fats, the body makes use of the carbohydrates. But then because there are a lot in our food, let's say a small portion of meal, but then everything is fried and there's a lot of oil, which we say makes the food look more appetizing.
Mm.
And so you consume everything. And then the oils are too much for the body. And so it is stored under your skin and on your abdomen, your stomach. And so gradually, with time, then you see that there are extensions in your arms. Your stomach has divisions. It becomes like a staircase. And when you lift your hands, you see that there is a lot of excess hanging down that you yourself would know that it is not flesh, but then it's something else. Those are all fats. And as a result of that, a lot of people develop even stretch marks. It shows that your skin is stretching to accommodate the excess fat that is being stored over there. Although that is not always the case. But then most of the stretch marks are as a result of fat accumulation. So obesity, the complications that come along with obesity include all of these heart problems he mentioned, hypertension, you can have heart failure, you can have myocardial infarction. Myocardial infarction is just trying to say that a part of your heart is dying because it doesn't get blood. The heart pumps blood to all parts of the body and pumps blood to itself also because it's also a muscle and it needs energy. So when the muscles of the heart and the blood vessels connecting supplying blood to the heart itself are blocked, in a similar case like that of the brain, just like in the brain, when the brain tissues die, you get stroke. But then with the heart, when the heart tissues die, it gets myocardial infarction. And then also there is hypertension, because the heart has to do a lot of work to get the blood to the other parts of the body. And so it keeps beating like that, giving a lot of pressure. And one day, it might just give up because that's the workload is too much. It's like giving a 10-year-old girl a sack of corn to carry. She'll carry to a point and then she'll just drop it because it's too much.
Okay.
Yes, that's what comes along with being obese. And also there is also muscle, like your muscles are underused, because when you're obese, the energy usually the body would have used to carry your weight around, it becomes too much. So we see that obese people do not exercise a lot because it takes a lot of energy. And already in their now form, when they are not doing anything, they already have a high blood pressure, and adding a little exercise, it makes the heart overwork. Yes.
So mainly heart diseases and stroke. It's what we get from consuming the bad oils and fats.
With obesity, it increases your chance of developing type 2 diabetes.
Which one is type 2 diabetes?
Okay, in type 2 diabetes,
and
you
how
have...
How many types do we have?
You have two types of... Okay there are two schools of thought.
Mm-hmm.
One school of thought divide diabetes under type 1 and type 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second school of thought divide diabetes under diabetes mellitus and diabetes insipidus.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, they prefer type 1 and type 2 diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one is more simpler to understand. Obesity increases your chance of developing type 2 diabetes because... when you have excess fat in your body, what happens is that there is insulin resistance because of the excess fat in your body. Your body is not able to use the insulin to move the glucose in the blood. And so therefore, you would end up having a lot of glucose in your blood as a result of the insulin resistance. And then this leads to the type 2 diabetes.
Mm.
So people who are obese...
they get a type 2.
They get a type 2 diabetes. They are at risk for type 2 diabetes.
And those who are not, they get a type 1.
No, not for type 1 diabetes. It can be genetic, and then it can also be as a result of your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
It can be as a result of lifestyle. In that if you don't take good care of yourself and then you put too much work on the pancreas,
mm-hmm.
you end up destroying your beta cells. In the pancreas, you have a lot of cells in the pancreas, but what produces the insulin is beta cells. So once you don't take good care of yourself, you drink a lot, smoke a lot, all the sedentary lifestyles in addition to smoking, drinking, what happens is that you end up putting a lot of work on your pancreas, and one day you may end up destroying your pancreas.
You just listened to a discussion on the topic, fats and oils. A continuation we brought to you later.
For any inquiries or contributions, you can contact us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Voice of Hope. Seem to disappear, and the peace that comforts me always comes when you are near. Your love's too much for my heart to contain, joy too much for my vain warm refrain. So I dance like the rain on the roof, tell my soul that my spirit's on the move.
You are welcome to the Moment of Truth. I'm your humble servant, Amos Amponsa. I greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I strongly believe that you are doing well. And by the grace of God, he's keeping you. And by the grace of God, he's protecting you and just leading your path towards heaven. Today, I have entitled my sermon, The Holy Spirit, the Special Gift for Humanity. The Holy Spirit, the Special Gift for Humanity. When Jesus Christ was about to ascend into heaven, he told the disciples to just meet at one place. You can see that the disciples met, according to the Bible says the disciples met in John Mark's mother's, the parent house, one-story building. They met there to pray. So Jesus Christ told them to meet there and pray and wait for something, wait for a gift. Why were they supposed to be there? Why? Because the disciples have had encounter with the Creator, God himself, that's Jesus Christ, who is God. But at this time, Jesus Christ, when he was about to ascend to heaven, told them, as I'm leaving you, you have to meet at a place and pray and seek my face and forgive your each other. Forgive, for there will be a power that will come unto you, and that power will energize you to do the work I've called you to do. The Holy Spirit is a special gift to humanity. That is the theme. So the disciples met at the upper chamber and they prayed and they set their hearts and they prayed. And suddenly, according to the book of Acts, and suddenly there was a noise and something came up from heaven. And that special thing dwelt unto them as a flame of fire. And they began to speak in a different tongue, different languages. That is the Holy Spirit. You know something? At baptism, Christ always gives something to his elect. That is the one who is immersed in the water. When that Spirit is given to you, that Spirit is given to you to do what Christ wants you to do after baptism. Baptism is something that is very important. After baptism, human being or the one who is baptized is given that gift. That is the Holy Spirit power. So when you are immersed in the water tomb, you come out as a new creature. And that gift is given to you. That is why it is recorded that when Jesus Christ was immersed in the water during his baptism, the Holy Spirit appeared in the form of a dove. And the Spirit descended on Christ Jesus. This is the same thing. When you are baptized, you are given a gift. And that gift is the Holy Spirit. That Spirit will drive away that evil deed from you. And that Spirit will prepare you for eternity. That is the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. It is a very special spirit. We don't buy that gift. That gift is never given to anyone by a bishop or by a pastor. That gift is never given to anyone by his mother or father or brother or sister. That gift is given to you, to me, by God. God gives this gift to those who are baptized. God give this gift to those who seek his face after baptism. That gift is given to you to prepare you to meet the standard of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit is a power. It's a special gift. That special power given to you to move away from the kingdom of Satan and register in the kingdom of God. It's a special gift. And you see something. Paul says something in Galatians. When you have that Spirit, what happens to you? Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Reading down. Paul said, but the fruit of the Spirit, that the Holy Spirit, when you have that Spirit, what indication shows that this person, this woman, this man, this young boy has that Spirit? He says that, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. When you have that Spirit, the Lord will enclose you with his peace. You are always enclosed with joy and love. You always love. You have that appetite to love. Gentleness. You are always gentle, spiritually and physically. Goodness. You have the appetite to do good. Faith. Your faith in Christ is special. Meekness. You are humble. Always humble as Christ Jesus was. Temperance. Against such, There is no law. When you have that spirit, and when that spirit, the fruit of that spirit begins, when the fruit of that spirit begin to manifest itself, you are not under any law, because that spirit will lead you to eternity. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4, Paul said, never grieve that Holy Spirit, because at the day of redemption, you are going to be sealed with that spirit. God is going to prepare you, and he's preparing you. And as he prepares you, he wants to give you a gift. Do you want to receive that gift? Are you baptized? If you are not baptized, think twice. Are you baptized? Then start reading the book of his word. Pray to God. Seek his face always. Commit yourself to him. Allow him to come and dwell in you. To baptize you with that spirit. And gradually, you will be like Jesus Christ in character. The Holy Spirit is a special gift. Many people have been denied of that gift because they count that gift as nothing. But I tell you the truth. One day all those who have that gift will see Jesus Christ, and they will live eternal with him. God bless you. Seek that spirit through prayer and fasting, dedication, and Bible studies. The Lord bless you. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.